And look, the Catholic Church are not the only ones that believe this or to practice this. There's many religions out there that claim to be able to do the same. You know, even within the Buddhist culture, for example, in Southeast Asia, Cambodia, they go to witch doctors in order to help them cast out devils and demons, you know, by their enchantments. And it doesn't legitimately do anything. You know, it's like a spiritual placebo is what it is. Makes them think that they no longer have those demons, they no longer have those devils, they won't be oppressed and possessed by these people. It's false, it's phony. And what it's meant to do is deceive the nations is what it's doing, okay? Now look, here's the thing is, someone casting out a devil, like if you say, well, I saw someone casting out a devil, and I think that person's legitimate. I think that person's a Christian, I think that person's a man of God. False, because there is no casting out devils today. We don't cast any devil out. That was a gift that was given to the apostles to confirm the message that they had. Okay? Now, there is a spiritual meaning behind it, and we'll get into that in just a bit. But if people claim today, like, for example, you have Pentecostals who claim they can cast out devils. And I've been in a Pentecostal church where they have this segment of the service where they cause people to come up, they lay hands on them, and they start frolicking and sizzling, you know, and it's just like then the demon is taken out of them. And people think, well, that has to be the power of God. That's the finger of God. Well, look what the Bible says in Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? Isn't that interesting? And in thy name done many wonderful works, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So we often focus on the many wonderful works, the fact that they prophesied in his name, they call him Lord, Lord. But keep in mind, there's an element there that they say we're able to cast out devils. Yeah. And folks, in context of Matthew chapter 7, he's addressing the Pharisees because they are the false prophets of that day. And you know what he's referring to? He's referring to them who are casting out devils, these so-called vagabond Jewish exorcists who are going around trying to cast out devils and buy their enchantments and do these types of practices. And you know what? They think that that is godliness. But it's not, okay?